Today, I want to continue from there and emphasize it. My intention is that you will leave it. Until you have left it, you have not taken hold of the things we have said. I remember in 2016, we taught a message, the knowledge of God. Oh my God. It was something else in Christ. Apostle Peter is here, he may remember that meeting because he was there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do? It seems to be, of course. He was there in 2016. I want to teach us something about in that direction this evening. Let me see it. The extent of the glory of your destiny is regulated by the depth of your knowledge of God. You can't give glory, you can't have glory beyond it. Let me say it again. The extent of the glory of your destiny you will see is regulated by the depth of your knowledge of God. The depth of your knowledge of God. Is regulated. I know you know regulatory bodies in this country. Take a look at, let's say, the petroleum products regulatory body in the nation. They regulate the sale, the price, and everything that has to do with petroleum products in the country. They set the price and regulate the business. Just like the Central Bank of Nigeria regulates every financial institution, whether you are a contemporary commercial bank or you have financial technological operation, what they call the fintech companies now, you are all under the Central Bank. That was why when the Central Bank say, don't transact our any Naira debit card for a service that is charged in dollars, all debit banks of every bank came down. It's not like they liked it, because they were also gaining from it, because they were charging extra charges for transacting for you in dollars there's a word for that. I'll find the word. But they were charging because they were there doing the exchange for you. There's a word for that. But it didn't matter if they liked it or not. When the regulatory bank said, this is what should be done, they all followed. Some of us have the regulator in our pressing iron, and everyone does, unless you have a very terrible iron that now has a wheel of its own that can't be controlled. And also our ceiling fans, our standing fans, our air conditioners and all that. You regulate the speed or the hotness of your iron by adjusting the thermostat. It determines the heat. What I'm saying is, the extent of the glory of God, the glory of your destiny, is regulated by the depth of your knowledge in God. And the depth of your knowledge in God is not something that happens by chance. It's a deliberate effort. You can't go beyond how much of God you know for as long as you are in this kingdom, unless you want to go back to the world, which you cannot, not as long as you're under this cup. Is all this amen you are shouting? It's not by it. It's not by it. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 9 says, if you will not hear, you can't be established. The glory of your destiny is regulated by the knowledge of God. Sir, which was why we learned It's a life pursuit. We began to learn God. I've not heard that phrase anyway. We started learning God. Learning God. And till date, forevermore, till Christ come, we continually learn God. Just one time, I used 90% of the amount of money I had in me to acquire materials because I saw a book. I couldn't take my eyes off it.
My God.
And I read it. I read the book. That book has given. I continue learning God. I saw a book by an author. My God. What? The book opened up something to a realm where I was able to start ministering in the supernatural, just being normal. And we are administering the healing gift of God. Healing gift. And it wasn't like in a service where the anointing was heated, where you just sit down, we are talking. Say, I said, let me pray. I'll pray with you now and you'll be healed. Instant. And demonstrating the doctrine. Learning God. To date, the knowledge from that book planted a seed in my heart that has grown to be another thing and is growing to be another thing again. Learning God as a life pursuit forever. So, it's what my life is used for. I learn God for a living. He's at the epicenter of my heart forever. I prayed to God one time. I said, if I'm going to be a genius, let me be a genius of your word. Let it be that every mystery and every prophetic mystery from your word, I can decode as it's coming. Let me be a genius of God's word. Let me be a genius of God. Let my expertise be God. This life is learning God. It's centered. God is a God life. It's about God. People's life represent their profession. When you go to a medical doctor's house, you know his life is built around his practice. Our life, career, profession, ambition, vision, calling, entirety is centered around God. When we are going to take on a new job, we try to see how it will have, how God can enter inside, can be accommodated. When we go to a new place, we tend to see how we can restructure. I spent about a year in a city. When I went to the place, the next year I started looking for where I could be away. I started looking for how I can make room for Christ so that I could have my time forever. And I structured and carved out a lifestyle that became a template. By the time I was there, everybody, they started doing it. People started taking time out too. Some would just wander into God forever and come back some time later. So God is the last thing when they are packing their bags. Last thing when they are packing. That is, oh, I forgot God though. Then they took it. So the first thing that enters the bag is the Bible. Everywhere I go, it's just everywhere the Bible goes. I spoke with somebody one day. Say, where is the Bible? Say, I don't have the Bible. I have the Bible in my phone. I say, I'm ashamed for you. You have a Bible in your phone. If that thing goes off now, you don't have anything to study. I have Bible. You don't have a personal Bible. One say you buy me Bible. I say, I will buy you no Bible. Use your money, get a Bible for yourself. It's not like we've gotten Bibles, or we're giving Bibles to people. Some don't care, no word. They don't have scripture. The Bible is so valued. It's the treasure in my heart, the scriptures. Men who know me here know what I'm doing. You don't play with my Bible. You can't. One time my younger brother was playing my Bible. I said, David, give that Bible. You know I don't play with it. He went and carried another one. He said, do you play with this one? I said, do you play with this one? I said, leave that one too. Don't touch it. So coming and meeting somebody reading my Bible is strange. I don't know how many persons have read from my Bible, because you may never have the opportunity. It can't be left. Some people, God is the last thing when they are packing their bags. I was going on a journey, and it was going to be for 2 weeks, and I was packing my things. My elder sister was there in the room when I was about leaving and cooking my thing. And I put books, and then sometimes she exclaimed, say, Angus, are you going to Makodi to sell books? Is it not 2 weeks? And I realized, oh my God, I think I've taken more books than I will ever even finish for that 2 weeks. I said, and it's true. I didn't know when I was taking. I just knew that there was nothing I want to miss. Said, ah, this thing I'm looking for is in this particular book. I didn't bring. So I was just carrying. She said, you go to Makoni to sell books? I said, no. Some people, God is the last thing when they are packing their bags. You know why? They can forget God, because their life is not centered on Him. It's not like they don't love God and they don't go to church, but their life is not built around God. It's the center. You know, He knows. He knows. It's the center. The glory of your destiny will be regulated by the depth of the knowledge of God you have. It can't be above it. You can't demonstrate what you don't have. And how much of God you have in reality is determined by how much of God you have accessed by revelation. So, karashi kokorokoshi. But then, and we're searching it. It was our heart desire. Everyone who came across us those days knew that our objective was to teach you God. To teach you God. That was the objective. Many of them today have knowledge of God. Some will tell me, God spoke this to me. I had this. They were not like that when we met them. But now they are saying those kind of things. When sometimes they say it, I don't make a comment. But in my heart, I'm thinking, this is accurate. That is how it's supposed to be. And then at times, we just do the work of confirming that it is God they have heard. And so, in those years, 2016, 2015, we began to teach on knowing God. So I'm going to teach you from Scrolls of 2016. Because it is ever fresh. Not that we have them before us, but we'll teach you according to the revelation of the Spirit. You can't know God beyond His revelation to you. Let me tell you this. Reading of books about God is not equal to you knowing God. There are two different things. Some persons are excited with the volume of books they have read about God. But with all that reading, you can always tell that something still is out of place. Because reading God doesn't mean you now know Him. You know stuff about Him. God cannot be known because you read through the Bible. That is not knowing God yet. And it was a doctrine we continually emphasized in those years. And oh my God, I'm going to speak as you know we're supposed to speak, but there's passion in my heart. Because it's part of our assignment by night, by God. Some people read the scriptures, they come out here. But when you still read them, they will quote, preach, teach. But you can still see that the knowledge, the God content is still very small, inasmuch as they have preached so much from scriptures. What is missing? What exactly is missing? It's what I found. Got to know many years back. And it is this. If rain is falling thunderously in your house and the wind is blowing everywhere, It is the water that drops into the bowl you put that you can have. The rest flows to the ground, dries up. Sometimes you see rain was falling, and then you, for those of us who grew up in those kinds of homes where there was no water supply at that time, or for some reasons, your parents, your mom, or somebody that likes rainwater just for no cost, and even if there's water, they still have to make room to receive the one that comes from above. Some person may have that kind of experience. You know that now your mom said, go and put water, you put, go, and then the rain fell like cotton. You know the other animal they call. And then the morning you went there, you saw small water. Say, and what happened? You didn't put the rubber on. It's what entered the container you could have. Let me tell you. This is where it misses. From all your God study, it is the one that enters your spirit as light that you have. That is. From every knowledge you have acquired, it is the one God breathes upon that becomes to you as revelation. That is the knowledge of God you have. That is the experiential knowledge, what they call the epignosis in Greek, the empirical knowledge. Every other one is a foundation for God to reveal himself to you. And I read to us the passage we used to teach in 2016. 1 John chapter. Don't worry, we're about rounding off because it's past 9 already. We started 7:20, so we have an adjusted time. This scripture, well, these scriptures, they are my love. Let's not start from the first verse. Verse 5, the apostle said that when Christ came to them, he gave them a message. A message from God. And this is that message. That God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Whoa! We got this word years ago. My God, God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Hi, Makashi Kalabaya. So we continued in the scripture again. I say, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So, if we are walking with God and it's still darkness, it's a lie. We have not started walking with God. And then he said this. But if we walk in the light, in the light, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, they are showing you location now. They are showing you where he is. Location. If we walk in the light, how to walk as he is in the light, where he is. He now says, we have fellowship with one another. That is, fellowship is attained inside the light. One another together with God. God is also in that fellowship. That's why they say, as he is. They mentioned him in that company. Look at what he says. And the blood of his son Jesus Christ cleanses us. And then he says, until the light comes to you, you can't be saying you are walking with God. And the scripture says, until the light comes. So I said, God can only be known through his light. God. If you have no experience with the light, you can't say, that's what the scripture says, that you can't say you know God, you are lying. It's a lie from the standpoint, from the balance of scripture, from the authority of scripture, it decrees that you tell a lie. As he is in the light. Then the fellowship of the word of God came, said, the entrance of your word, it gives light. That is the place of the knowledge, the koinonia of God. Now listen, I gave the instance of, though it doesn't matter how much rain fell, it's the one that entered your vessel that you can use. The other ones have been lost. That's why I say the entrance of the word is the one that comes with light, that gives the light. Not the one that, the any one that you walked around with, you had it, you just were in the environment where it was going. The one that didn't enter didn't give you light. If he didn't give you light, you can't claim that you are walking with God in that direction. I got the word on healing, divine healing. I knew, I grew up with it. But I would fall sick like there's no tomorrow. As a matter of fact, it was the reason why I was not permitted to be a boarding student. For health reasons. I grew up and I heard the doctrines of divine healing by faith. I knew it. Even as a primary school student, I understood those messages that God heals as a teenager. My God. So it comes two months. And it's serious. But when it sank in as light, I'm here now counting decades. Oh, decade. If I say decades, now I'm going to say, how old is this gentleman? And I've not spent a dime to treat himself. I went through university, came out, passed. I didn't put Pastama in my mouth. All through the rigors of some personal universities I went to. It just supernatural renewal, it just occurs. I knew when the light entered, and then the light was tried, and we put faith in it. Nowadays, we see things happen, and it just renews itself. It's like a background process that is automatic, because the faith just sustains it. I served in a state that the weather there is so harsh that when you take water from the tank, from the reservoir, there's a pipe system, so the water is stored in tankers. When you fetch water from it, you know this borehole system where the water is sent to an overhead GP tank, you know that. You have to carry the water and put it under a shade. Because of how hot it is. The weather there was harsh. Never seen that kind of weather. The whole place was literally on fire. You go to work, you carry your chair outside of the office and stay under a tree because it's hell. When it becomes cold, in short, for the first time in my life, I was wearing hand gloves in Nigeria because of how cold it was. Wearing gloves. Now, that kind of change of environment is enough. Many went sick, rose. We bounced till we finished from there and left the place. Not one crisis recorded by God. The entrance. We were able to walk. We knew it since, but when it entered and became light, we knew God in that direction. The extent of the glory of your life is tied to the depth of your knowledge of God. What many won't do nothing to know God. They don't do nothing to know God. God is a crisis management concept. It's a God's own. You will suffer very well. because the devil will be dealing with you and you will live below standard. Many will weep in the last day, not because they went to hell, because they saw who they were meant to be and what they eventually became. I was telling people that, some folks, I said, some are thinking about going to heaven, to go and be what? I told, and I began to teach them about the operations of the world that is to come, and how that there will still be a ranking there again, according, and there is going to be an order. Many will be, when many go there, they are in the kingdom, they will still see that they are set within a cadre, according to works and reward. You see people like the Apostle Paul, they finish their work. He himself says he's waiting for his crown. Those ones will be set over kingdoms in the world that is to come. There are many who escaped to heaven. They did all manner and didn't care, and then at the end, they just said Lord's Prayer. They'll be helping Apostle Paul in his house. All right. How much of the content of God do you have? God is light. In him there is no darkness. You can't walk with God in ignorance. You will know that there is God in you. If we say we know, we walk with him, and we are not in the light, you see, we tell a lie. We can't be walking in darkness. Darkness is the absence of revelation. Light is revelation. Darkness is the absence of revelation. That's why they say the words of the wise and their dark sins. It's in the book of Proverbs that the reason why the author was teaching you wisdom so that you could know the words of the wise and their dark sins. When he says dark sins, it doesn't mean they are sayings that are not. It's saying that they are sayings that the understanding is concealed. It needs light to get it. You want to make the most of your life. It's all regulated by the depth of your knowledge of God. The depth of the knowledge of God you have is all determined by the light of God that is inside you, that came to you by revelation. Now, this is it. You can only know God by revelation. It was a doctrine that sank into us. We got it so clearly that God can be, no matter how I read about God, until I have a revelation, I won't know God. Because God is not a concept in your mind. It's a reality that has to be in your heart. You can't use the same way you learned how to solve quadratic equation to comprehend God. God is not an abstract concept. You learned mathematics, you read it, you read economics, you read law, jurisprudence, criminal law, social law and contract laws. You read civil engineering. You understood it. You carry your brain. You read and understand. You now commit to God. So, okay, I want to read God and then I understand. No. You know God by revelation. Where there is no revelation, God is not known. If you have no, and it's not like I'm not telling you go and dream. No, that's not it. I showed us where it is already. I've talked about it. You know where there is no revelation of God, sir. God is not known. When there is no revelation of God, God's knowledge, your destiny will be regulated by the depth of your knowledge of God. Show me a man who knows God. Show me a man whose glory is destiny, whose glory is sure, whose destiny is glory. Read those scriptures. And God appeared to Abraham. Abraham is the most blessed mortal that ever lived. If you don't know it now, the Son of God died to hook the Gentiles to his blessing. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for himself. For it is written, cursed is anyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles. This thing you are sharing is still referred to as the blessing of Abraham. It's a man that knew. Isaac knew God. He heard God speak to him. And God said to Isaac, go not thou into Egypt, but remain in this land, and I will bless you. Jacob saw the revelation of God. He returned to the place at the first that you built an altar for me. He called the place Peniel, right? And the place where he had the vision of the open heavens. Joseph knew God. He said to Pharaoh's wife, he said, I fear God. I can't do that. He said to him, the God of heaven has shown you what he said to do. It's only a man that knew God that can tell you the intention of God. is that I can tell you the secrets of God, the mysteries of God. How about Moses? Moses encountered God when he was 80, and he said, draw near nigh, because they take off your sandals where you are standing, this holy ground. What about Joshua? And the young man Joshua departed not from the tabernacle, and Moses would leave the tabernacle. They were all folks that knew God. How about Saul in his days? He began to seek the prophet. The prophet says, stand here, stand here. If you want to enter your destiny, there is a mystery. 1 Samuel chapter 9. He says, stand here, let me show you the word of God. When they showed him God's word and the light came, his life changed. But when he began to ignore the word of God, he lost it. He took for, when you take for granted God's word, your life is grounded forever. Where you take for granted the word of God, you have signed up for a life that is grounded. When he began to ignore God's word, he lost his destiny. How about David? I have found in the house of Jesse a man after my own heart. Talk about Solomon. And Solomon loved the Lord. Look at the life of Jehoshaphat. We can read through scriptures and the prophets. Come on. You want to have their destiny and be different from them. You lie. The truth is not in you. John chapter 1. That's John chapter 1. The destiny of a man is at the mercy of the depth of the knowledge of God. When you say no God, you carry this and you move like this, you will pay the price later. It will cost you at the end. It will cost you at the end. Make it now. Make it now. Make it now. Make it now. So God gave grace and he was able to bring this understanding at the times in our life when we are still, you know. And at this point now, we are trusting God for the promises. Some persons at this point now, they want to start learning God. Well, God will grant you speed, but you have made up your mind. It is good that a man bear his yoke. He's young, the scripture teaches. A man cannot be anything beyond what the grace of God makes of him. And the word of God is the reservoir of grace. He said, and he made known to him the words of grace. He said, when the word of God was made flesh, we received of him grace for grace. Where the word of God is revealed, the grace of God is available. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us. It comes at the preaching. The salvation of God that comes by, that is by grace, is available when the gospel is being preached. Where the word of God is made known, grace is available. I said to a young man, he said, go away now and begin to learn God. I told him that when I was leaving him, prayed for him, administered the gift of God upon his life. He said, you need now to go and learn God properly. And his life is being accelerated because God is just accelerating things so that he can catch up with times. Your destiny can be beyond the depth of God, you know. It can't happen. And the depth of God, you know, cannot be beyond the light of God that entered into you. God is light. In him is no darkness. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. We, you, us, God. We have fellowship with one another. You see, if we walk in dark, if we do not walk in the light, we walk in darkness, claim to be walking with God, I'm paraphrasing. He said, we are telling lies. The truth is not in us. And it is the entrance of the word that gives light. Ah. So the revelation of God you have is judged by the light of God, the measure of the light of God that now resides in you by the revelation of his word. Not any less. Not any more. Moses cried, show me your glory. And he went further to say that I may know you. Show me. You will see that he was saying that I may know you. And then he said, show me you again. He had an encounter with God. Your destiny cannot be beyond the depth of the knowledge of God you have. I said to people, learn scriptures until it becomes light. God, read it. I was teaching some folks in 2019 in an assembly. They called and they wanted us to be there. I told them, I said, some persons don't have foundation for revelation. God can't speak to them. I told them, read the Bible. Read it through back and forth until you know it normally, and then God will start speaking to you. I say, when you finish it the first time, finish it the second time, when you are going the third time, God will be teaching the scriptures. Let me say again, when you finish it the first time, finish it the second time, finish it the, when you are on the God will meet with you in scriptures. T.L. Osborne went to India and failed miserable as a missionary and came back frustrated, defeated. And he read the gospel until Jesus appeared to him. The word of God had to meet with him. I said, why are you seeking me? He read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Matthew, until Christ just revealed himself. The word revealed itself to him. Some folks gave us a gift. We had got a Bible in 29th of June. By 3 weeks into July, we are by 80%. Those my roommates would have been wondering what kind. They will leave the house in the morning. I was on that Bible. They'll come late at night around 3, 2, 4 a.m. They'll see me open the Bible and still be reading. Exam was around the corner. They were going to class to read. They came back meeting the Bible, reading the Bible. By 3 weeks after that time, the Bible was about 80%, 80 plus. We already just left with a few books to round up the scriptures, to round up covering, to return again. God, all and all, Jesus knows. He gave it. We are all about God. We still all about God. Forever, we'll be all about God. I have a song by a worshiper who says, let my children tell their children. Let this be their memory. That all my treasure was in heaven. And you meant everything to me. That is, as the story that they will tell about their great grandmom, is that she was all, everything about her was God. Some of you, your life is about many things. God is just somewhere around the orbit. You know, when you look at the structure of an atom, there are orbits. There's the one first closest to the nucleus that expresses the most attraction, because by virtue of the law of gravity that Isaac Newton propounded. Now, some of you, God is orbiting your outer shell. You know, the way you look at the structure of sodium, that has two what? You see its atom just orbiting, one of it orbiting at the outside. Some of you, God is just coming, God orbit. He's orbiting around your life, but it's about these are their outer orbits where there's no, where there are weak forces, nuclear forces. There is one in center, is Netflix, is Instagram, is money, some other things. Then God, God is still orbiting. I'm not serious. The quality of your life is already revealed. Is already revealed. What a man prioritizes, prophesies what he will materialize. What a man prioritizes is a determinant of what will be the report of his life. Your priorities. Are you getting that?
Yes, sir. Event
become the testimony of your life. Under God forever. Everyone knows that God is. It's not a person. It's not a religion. It's what we are. We are Godhead. Think if there's a word like that. We have been guarded. He has absorbed. Forever. I don't know what it means not to be centered on God. Everything is not a religion. Some persons wake up when they have their devotion 30 minutes and then they get on it. Like, we wake up inside God.
You don't know.
We wake up inside God, wake up with God. I will just say, Father, we'll give you praise. And get up and sit. And if there's something we needed to do, we are in God, still continuing. Father, we give you praise. I said to the person, say, you notice that our prayer doesn't start with in Jesus' name again. But she said, the prayer is ongoing. So we pick up again. Father, we give you praise. With thanksgiving. And I'm not saying it's bad to start by saying, in the name of Jesus. We do that. But I'm talking about flow. Next weekend, we'll talk about something. Which is a continuation of this. Some people wake up, they do devotion, take me 1 hour. Then, see, we have talked to God. And then they get out of their house and be terrible things outside of Christ Jesus. They become terrible things outside of Christ Jesus. And when they return, they have night prayers. They are holy. I've seen people that were in places, you know this person, that's why his lifestyle, unbelievable. The content they see, the jokes they make. And then during devotion, they are the apostles. What is this? Nonsense. What is this? Let me tell you, your prayer life is what starts. Your prayer life starts when your prayer finishes. What did I say?
Your prayer life starts when your prayer finishes.
When you finish your devotion and say in Jesus' name, that is when your prayer life starts. You didn't say prayer moment, you say prayer life. Unless if you are dead and alive, as long as you are living prayer, that's what means prayer life. It's a continuity. There are apostles in the devotion. And then after that, they become unbelievers outside of Christ. Sir, we wake up in God, sleep in God. That's what David Jacob did. He slept in God and saw visions. So we wake up in God, sleep in God, move in God, sit in God, and then God is here. God lives in this house where we live. It's his house. He stays here. He's here. He occupies his nine house. We are living with him. When we wake up, there's a song I have that says, in the morning, when I rise to meet you, very deep lyrics. In the morning when I lift my eyes, you are the only one I want to cleave to. You are the first song on my mind. That this individual is so soaked by God that in their waking up is rising to meet God. When you have your husband and wife that share a bed, when they wake up, they turn, they see their wife. That is when they open their eyes. When you are waking to your consciousness from your sleep, even before your eyes open, your heart should have seen God. Oh God. Now that's your heart should have seen God. So when we wake up with God, Father, I give you praise. Come on now.
Hi.
It's a cycle, it continues. If you follow the structure of our life, maybe wake up around 4 a.m. and we have a walk undone. We don't wake up and say, Father, Lord. His Father has been continuing while we were asleep. There were times, and there are still that I sleep with heavy, so I wake up and meet presence on me. I'm like, what's going on? And it's not, there's no speech, no revelation. I just wake up and continue what I was doing. The presence is still there. It's that is how it's supposed to be. If you live with me, I'll be with you. What did I say? If you live with me, I'll be with you. All these things, go and your destiny is at the mercy of the depth of God you have. You can't live beyond it. A man cannot be more than what the grace of God makes of him. The grace of God is revealed through the preaching of the word of God. It is revealed to you already from salvation. He said, how can they believe when no man has been sent to preach? From the time of the law and the prophets were until John. But now the kingdom of God is being preached. Every man is pressing. Makasheko Pandaya. Today, you can be anything you want. I saw it. And see, when God rewarded us by his grace. When we began to follow and seek and seek and seek and learn and learn and learn, we're just learning, 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 seeking. Father, Father, attempted to do things, we were weak. We tried again, we tried, we kept trying until strength came. Then God began to reward us with his light and began to convert things we have studied into light. Somebody say, convert them.
Convert them.
The things we have learned about him, he began to convert them back to light. That's why when we speak to you, he penetrates directly. When the word of God proceeds from here, and we speak to you under this grace, when we speak to you by God, it penetrates. It's so less now that even if our ordinary conversation is still seasoned with the grace of God, because God used to leak from us. Somebody say, he leaks.
He leaks.
He leaks.
Yeah, you know, when the bucket is full, it's just pouring away. You don't have to. So even when we are saying something, it just flows. See, God, some of you have the gift of isolating God. We don't have that gift, and we are happy. God is mixed into everything. So even if we are singing to you, we are talking, we are teaching you computer science, we are teaching you mathematics, we are teaching you anything, grace still flows. We went to one place, we gave a speech, a welcome address. People started clapping. One guy said, "This is your excellency." I said, "Why did you come to say, I say your speech was something? It's grace." I went to a place, I don't know how I ended up becoming the chairman of the day. I was just wearing t-shirt and was jean, and people there wear war suit and all manner. I said, why did they tell me? How did I end up becoming here? When I was speaking, you see elderly people, they were just looking. So one of the papas, an elderly man, they came. He had to connive always. He said, when this person was speaking, I was paying attention. We're just slim there. Grace leaked. It's not like we were preaching there, we were addressing. But we were one place, went to a Muslim environment. You will see all of them with hijab. We were there to give an address. By the time we were done, they didn't know what, but there were just something happened. It's the grace that was flowing. He said that, He said, grace is poured on your lips. My heart is indicting of a good matter. I speak of things as touching my kings. Thou art fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured on your lips. If grace is on your lips, even if you are teaching mass, as long as it's from that lips is flowing, the words will mix with grace. They will do what? It will mix with grace. It will mix with grace. Carry God until you begin to leak God. You enter office and the presence is just there. You know, I'm sorry, it's not my intention. Unless you don't want me here, if I come here, it will be revealed here. Please, do this. It's me now. The presence has become me. I have become it. Please. It's as if somebody cooked near smoke. You know, when you stand where there's smoke fish, when you move from there, you become the carrier of the aura. You say, who eat fish here? Who did this? Or you stand where smoke, when you leave, you smell it. You are supposed to be like that. Your life cannot be more glorious than the depth of God you have accessed. That is why God has told you to seek knowledge. Wisdom is the principal thing first. And in order to get understanding. Before you arrive at understanding, you must first pass through the gates of knowledge. What are you understanding if there is no knowledge? Do you understand AI algorithms? You say, what is that? You can't understand because you don't even have the knowledge. But if you have the knowledge, I can ask, do you understand it? It's not a yes or no. So when they say, get understanding, they have secretly told you that. You know you're getting is knowledge first. You can't attain wisdom first unless understanding. It's knowledge, understanding, wisdom. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge. That's why they give you that progression. Knowledge will lead you to understanding when you comprehend. Wisdom will come when you have now perfected understanding and applied it. It becomes wisdom. My prayer for you is that you have heard the word. Some of you are already beyond time. What you should have known many years ago is now you are starting to know it. So God is keeping you where you will learn God properly. But if you follow through to the end, I'm telling you, the quality of your destiny, as scripture reveals, eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard it, will be something that has not crossed the heart of me, because God has prepared for me something glorious. Father, will give you praise. Congratulations. You can never be the same way you have been. These words.
Amen.
Lived and lived on. Father, will give you praise. Congratulations. How are we doing? I hope we are fine.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. That's our time.
I believe that if you have heard the word tonight, let me appeal to it. What we do here is not just for a group of people. It's for everyone. And God is building something here. You may not see what is being done, but really those people that are at the back end can tell you something major is coming. Play your own role in it. We've asked of us as much as within your power to share the link as it comes to you. If this is relevant and necessary to you, ask somebody. We are not a church group, or how do I put it? This is an umbrella that speaks to all men. All men. They are all manner of people here. Some are professionals in their field. Some are ex. Some are doing this, some are that. They are not people here that have ministries. And there are people here that are heads of ministries also. There are people here that are ministers and seminists. There are people here that, my God, there are many of them here. The word you hear is superior and more important than the gift maybe you receive. If I give you fish today, it will satisfy you for this moment. But what if I give you a hook to get as many fish as you will need for them? Which one is more excellent? And Bishop David Opoku prophesied and said, the days of pray for me are coming to an end. The days of what should I do are beginning. If I pray for you to be, pray for you be, pray for you be, the days are coming when you should know how to become healed. So that you can check out every affliction in your body. Man will not always be there for you. This is why this is necessary. Okay, today we thought we'll pray for people, but time as well. We'll not pray today. But what we have said is equal to any prayer we'll pray. Because he says, send forth his word and heal them and deliver them. The laying of word is even superior to the laying of hands. Because the word is eternal, is God himself revealed. The words were did found, and I ate them, and the rejoicing of my heart. I'm saddening you with something responsible. If it has profited you, and you are finding profit, extend the right hand of fellowship. He said, come on me here, I hear. What you hear is what transforms you. What you gain and you eat may preserve you for a moment. The word you hear is what transforms you. I said to somebody, I'm exposing you to information. I call it exposure to information, which is knowledge. And we have said it, it has been quoted already, that new information will lead to new ways of thinking. Like some of you now, your life and your perspective is changing from God, give me, to God, let me know you. You have asked for the most excellent. Give me is somewhere down the line. You have asked for everything. If they say ask for this, you are to choose. Like the story said of a man who willed all his estate to his servant because his sons were wayward. But he gave the sons an opportunity to choose one property they want, they will go with. And one said, I choose this house, I choose this car, I choose this. And then the wise man came and said, I choose this servant. My father, I choose the servant as my. What he owned, he owned everything the servant owned. There are things you ask for, you own everything. Kopa Baba.
Yes.
You have made the righteous. When you ask for God and he gives himself to you, you possess what he can give and who he is. Ask for the right thing. Don't be wasted. Don't be an immature person asking for breakfast, dinner, and lunch when you can ask him to employ you in the company. He chose the servant and all the estate, so he owned the servant and his properties. You say, I just returned to your duty post, okay? Give me space. The others were choosing houses like some persons. Choose biscuits, choose car, choose the one that everything was willed to. The father didn't think it like that. He would have assigned the properties to them. Extend the right hand of fellowship and invite someone and tell them about what's going on. These kinds of, you see, we don't hold meetings weekends. But now we started holding it because for revival, for something that should go on. And it begins with individuals. This is more like a pod type structure on a podcast. Tell them about what's going on. There are a lot of things going on in the back end. There are sometimes it will skyrocket now. Some of you will be proud to see that you were there when they started on WhatsApp and moved to Telegram and began a YouTube channel. We saw it. You will take pride in it in those days. The things that are coming, you are not seeing them. Only those working at the back end knows what's going on. Jesus is Lord. I decree upon everyone here the revelation of God's of glory.
Amen.
There's somebody listening to me. Between now and the next 7 days, you will have an encounter with the glory of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It's filling your heart. You will have an encounter with the glory of God. Between now and then, we gather again next Friday. You will have a tangible encounter, a genuine encounter with the glory of God.
Amen.
You testify. I prophesy upon you and decree upon you help and mercy from God.
Amen.
We have this encounter with the glory of God, the revelation of God. And there's somebody here, the revelation of God is your word. The revelation of God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree you. In Jesus. Now let me tell you, suffering is not new. There are people have been suffering before now. Don't be a fool. Sorry, but don't be a fool, sir. He said there's no temptation that has taken you that is common to one, that is unique to you, but rather it is common to all men. Don't be a fool. You are suffering. Hey, your eyes, like, you are not the only one going through something. Don't be deceived, sir. I found it many years ago that troubles are not there to stop people from succeeding. They are there to distract them. I clearly, because I saw between the ones who were, between the successful and the failures, that they were all faced with challenges. So I said, so why did this one make it and this one didn't make it? I said, oh, it's not the trouble that stopped them. Storms are not there to stop you. They are there to distract you. Some of you are yielding to the devil. You are following his script. You are going through this. You don't have money. You are suffering. Or God, focus on what is important. I taught people, some of them listening, some couldn't them. Don't be carried away by your need to survive, secure your destiny. Don't be foolish. The devil has used you to, he has transacted with you and you exchange your destiny because of small trouble that don't last. I know problems, they don't last forever. They don't have eternal life. No trouble on earth has eternal life. Eternal life is a gift in God that he gives to his sons. What you are going through doesn't have eternal life. Don't be foolish to mortgage your destiny on the platform of what is temporary. It's a foolish decision. It's a manifestation of the spirit that is far from wisdom. What you are going through, you are not the only one going through some things. Read the stories of great men, they all went through. It's not just one time I was going, I see the word I say, you see, when you are going to sin, be excited. You are now in the pathways of the great men. You are in the same path now with those who are great. If you are having your own trials, be excited because you have now entered into the same kind of arrangement. So that's why I say when you be joyful when you fall into diverse trials, because the working it now begins to list the fruits and the rewards you get at the end of it. Don't be foolish. You are suffering, you don't have money, you don't have house, you don't have this. Don't be foolish. Focus on what's important. You are not the only one who have not had house. You are not the only one who have not had things to eat. I mean, there are people who went hungry for days, no food to eat. Now they can buy a whole, they can buy tantalizer, they can buy a chain of eateries, they can buy the company today. So don't be foolish and use your life and do nonsense, because the devil is using you to, he's just playing drama with you. You are not the star character in his script because you don't have sensitivity. Whatever you are going through, somebody has gone through it and passed. Whatever you are going through, people are going through it. So it's not unique to you. Don't make it look like you're the only one going through it. I come to say, I'm just looking at them and laughing. They don't know what's going on. Use your life to do what is profitable. I say, so I say, whatever you can't change, just look away from it. You can pray, but you can't answer your prayers. It's frustration when you have prayed and want to answer. You know, when you have prayed, you can only believe God. Yeah? And what you can't change immediately, there are certain things that will change eventually, but not immediately. Focus on what is important. 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 Don't be foolish and play the drama. The devil say, starring, you say, my name is Jack Robinson, and you are in the drama. Don't be like that. Know what is important. Follow God. I know a story of a lady that had nothing, using detergent to bathe, all manner of suffering. Today, where she is now, there's no, she's flying, no country, she is flying. Who now look and say, you use, no, the way we think about it, our story does not look like her glory. Don't be foolish, my dear. If the devil play music for you, sit down and learn. My pastor will say, whatever the devil expects you to do, do the opposite. If he expects you to sit down, stand up. If he expects you to stand up, say sit down. If he expects you to walk, run. If he expects you to run, start flying. Do the opposite. Some person do exactly. The person will say, Satan, what do I do now? What do I do? Say, start worrying, so I worry now. The devil is not dictating to you. Paul say you become servants of those whom you obey. Some of you are obeying the devil. I'm bringing the trouble your way right now, and I expect you to be worried, troubled, and cry, and become and give up on God. Say, yes, I think I'll follow that. And you cry, worry, give up on God. Then it's always here, this one doesn't have sense. Don't do yourself like that. If he expects you like this, do the opposite. Whatever the devil expects you to do the opposite. It may not be easy, but nobody has made any significant progress in life by doing what is easy. Let me tell you, what is easy is a trap. It's a trap. Don't look for it. If it's hard, give your best. Hard is not impossible. And impossible itself is a word that is still controversial. Because impossible is only a limit on dimension. Do you understand? Focus on what is important. Some things will change. When I was going through some seasons in my life, that was the conversion. I said, this one will pass. And I pressed into God. I could just feel all the things, just the wall from, you know, and I held on to God. This will come to pass. Those seasons have passed now. I don't even know what they are like. Because, you know, when you are full, you can't tell what hunger is like again. You may explain it, but you are not experiencing it anymore. That's why they say, when light comes, you can only imagine what darkness is like. My dear, do what is important. Secure your life, secure your destiny. Jesus is Lord. God bless you. And it's a pleasure being here with all of us this evening. We fulfill your destiny. Father, we give you praise. We love you. I decree upon this man that anyone that the devil is having a free way in their life, using them to catch fun, they are delivered tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Relevant for their rescue, Lord, I ask for the release of that understanding tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You are blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything and anything contrary to the blessing of God in your life right now is overturned in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 The prophetic promises of God in your life come upon you. Some of you, as you are here, as I've spoken, the heavens have took note of you. That's what fellowship is. They will recognize you and you have your share in this lot by God in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. For in Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen.
You can round up now. Glory to God.
Thank you. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. Once again, just to encourage someone, you know, while the message was going on, he spoke about the prophetic scrolls and then several other meetings that we've heard before. Just to encourage someone, please go back to the YouTube channel, get those messages we talked about, digest them, fellowship with them, and then our lives will soon be turned around. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please don't forget, come with someone next week Friday, and God bless us. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord
forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Shalom.